You following these Texas Democrats who are here in our area, who are running up massive hotel bills, who flew here on a private jet, who took a case of Miller Lite with them and surely many more drinks after that? We're talking bills up into the millions. Texas state Democrats claiming at least $1.5 million worth of expenses so far incurred for a gigantic publicity stunt. And they say it's in protest to restrictions being placed on voters in the state of Texas. But the details of the legislation being advanced by Republicans, the product of some compromise with Democrats, by the way, demonstrate that what's actually happening in Texas is more people would be enfranchised by that law in Texas. Fewer people would have their votes thrown out when those mail-in ballots are sent in because people will be able to prove who they are without relying on some bureaucrat to sort through the signatures and decide whether or not those signatures are authentic and then throw out ballots they don't think are authentic, which would result in more people being disenfranchised. So Republicans have come up with a pretty good system here in Texas. Democrats refuse to pass that into law. And so they fled the state, trying to deprive those Republicans of a quorum in Texas. And then we get the drama of the weekend. A number of those Democrats who flew here maskless on a private jet are now sick with COVID. The media says that everyone in question has been fully vaccinated. And we now see reports that somewhere between 5 or 6 of those Democrats is ill with COVID. Additionally, Kamala Harris met with these Democrats at the end of last week. Interestingly, where did she go this weekend? Well, on Sunday, she went to Walter Reed for what the White House claimed was a routine medical visit. They said it was planned weeks in advance. Pay no attention to the fact that she was just locked in a room with a bunch of COVID positive patients. Okay. So what's going on here? Let's bring in Michael Joyce. He's Mid-Atlantic Regional Communications Director for the Republican Party, and joins us now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. These Texas Democrats, first of all, what do you make of this and the fact that they continue to stay here in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, well, let's go back to 2003 when they tried to pull a similar stunt on redistricting. It failed miserably. It blew up in their faces. You know, to the intro you mentioned here, kind of the timeline of what's happened, you know, they're talking about trying to, quote unquote, save democracy. But, you know, they're bringing Miller Lite on their bus en route to their private jet with no masks on. They don't have any pause for concern about the fact that they were maskless. And fast forward to today, you have, I think you're up to 5 Texas Democrats who have COVID. So the only thing they're really spreading in D.C. right now is COVID and lies. They've lied repeatedly about the election integrity bill that's put forth in the special session in Texas right now. You know, I don't think anyone would think that election integrity bill that actually gives voters time off to go vote is some form of voter suppression. I don't think having a uniform time to vote across the state of Texas in all 254 counties, anyone would consider voter suppression. And, you know, when you look at the national polls out there right now, NPR, a lot of mainstream media outlets show that the overwhelming majority of Americans support voter ID. The overwhelming majority of Americans support state legislatures overseeing their elections and overseeing their redistricting process. So, you know, it's kind of unfortunate for the Texas Democrats. They're being used as a pawn by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to try to advance H.R. 4. And it's really a last-ditch effort to try to have a federal takeover of America's election processes across the country. And so, you know, I don't know if I was, you know, if it was the bottom of the ninth inning and there's 2 outs, I don't know if I'd want the Texas Democrats stepping up to the plate for me to get that last home run needed to win the game. Because, you know, to your point and everything that you had mentioned already about what they've done and how they've just had unforced error after unforced error since they've gotten out to D.C., you know, it feels like a pretty desperate attempt to try to take over state and local elections across the country.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having deja vu. This is a replay of what happened in Georgia, where you had the media and the Democratic Party together thoroughly misrepresenting the details of a voter integrity law. And in so doing, only sowing division within the United States. And then when you actually look under the hood, you're like, okay, fine. I'll accept your allegation for a moment. Let me look at the details. And Michael Joyce, when I did, what I discovered is what I laid out a moment ago. You know, if you make it so that voters can send in their absentee ballot and use just the last four of their Social Security number to authenticate that they are who they say they are, which is what the Texas legislation would do, that decreases the amount of votes that are thrown out by bureaucrats who stare at signatures and decide to throw votes out. And the impact that that has had in Georgia specifically in past elections, we've seen a disproportionate impact on black voters where votes were thrown out because of failed signature matching. That doesn't happen anymore if this law gets passed in Texas, meaning that black voters would be further enfranchised by this law. But that's not the way the press is covering this.
No, not at all. I mean, they're using Democrat talking points. They're calling this voter suppression. They're calling this Jim Crow 2.0. And our perspective has been the same from day one. We want to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. That is the entire purpose of election integrity. And any bill you look at across this country, whether it's the election bill in Arizona that was recently just upheld by a court decision, whether it's the Georgia voting law, you know, you very quickly saw Stacey Abrams start to walk back a lot of her comments when she cost the state of Georgia $100 million by moving the MLB All-Star game
right
out of Atlanta, which overwhelmingly hurts the black community more than anyone. When you look at the amount of small businesses owned by the black community in Atlanta, those are the people feeling the impacts of lies from Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And we're seeing this continue to play out here across in Texas.
Yes.
You're seeing this in Arizona. You're seeing it all over the country right now. Anyone who's trying to pass an election integrity bill, I think it's become very evident to the American people that the Democrats are just involved in a brazen power grab. That's all this is about.
Right.
AOC has said it herself. She's concerned about if they don't do this, what will happen in future elections. And I think that the American people are siding with Republicans on this issue because, again, we just want to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And I would absolutely encourage your listeners to go to protectthevote.com. You can see the election bills that have been passed all over the country, the legal victories that we've had out in Arizona and other places. This is a big deal heading into the midterm election cycle, and you're going to continue to see Republicans lead on this issue because, again, all we're here to do is make it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
It's amazing. And I'm glad you and I are having this conversation because, like, we've heard a lot of lectures about so-called misinformation and disinformation in the last week. And the corporate news media and Joe Biden, the president of the United States in particular, have so thoroughly misrepresented what's occurring in Texas that it is just like if anybody deserves scrutiny for lies, it's those two institutions because they are really doing a damage to the United States of America by advancing these lies. Michael Joyce, I know that a lot of our listeners want to know how this ends. You know, these Democrats are planning on sticking it out, apparently, and staying for a while. They've already been here for a while in Washington, D.C. What can be done? How can Texas actually get legislation passed if you've got lawmakers who refuse to engage in democracy and can hold that democratic process hostage in Texas?
Yeah, well, Governor Abbott has made it perfectly clear that he has every intention of calling continuous special sessions until they get back down here and start working for the constituents again. And, you know, when you look at the hypocrisy of what they're actually doing, you have to think of it this way. They chose to flee their own constituents and stop serving the people who got them duly elected in the first place to advocate for a federal takeover of elections. And how do you actually get to a federal takeover of our elections? By eliminating the filibuster in the Senate. So they're using a similar filibuster-type tactic while saying we need to eliminate the filibuster to move forward with this. So how this thing ends, a lot of that will determine and depend on how folks like Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema from Arizona feel about eliminating the filibuster in the Senate. I don't think it'll happen, but you know that Democrats are not going to stop until they get their way, and they're going to continue to fight for this. And we're going to have to push back, and we're going to have to fight back. And that's why, again, I hope your listeners go to protectthevote.com and help take action on this, because this is serious. And the fact that the American people overwhelmingly support state legislatures controlling state and local elections tells you everything you need to know about how backwards the Democrats are thinking about election integrity bills right now. So Democrats at least have to stay out for another 14 days since they decided to board a private jet without masks and because of COVID. But, you know, where this goes in the future, I think the Democrats are going to stay there for as long as humanly possible out in the DMV. And then eventually they're going to have to come back and face reality. And when that happens, I think you'll see Governor Abbott sign a final election integrity bill here in Texas.
Sure. So tell us, what do you know, if anything, about the funding that is supporting these Democrats continuing to stay out of their own state? It's an extraordinarily expensive publicity stunt. It's got to be supported by major donors on that side of the aisle. What do we know, if anything?
Yeah, I guess my first question would be, who paid for the two chartered private jets out to Washington? That's still unclear. Democrats have had mixed messaging on how exactly they paid for that. And to your point about having big donors, I think because it is so unclear right now, they claim it's taxpayer-funded money, which is worse if the taxpayers are stuck footing the bill for a bunch of Texas Democrats who purposely fled their own constituents and stopped serving the people who got them duly elected. But there's a lot of question marks in the air, and I'm curious to find out who did pay for all this and what's behind it. When you look at other states, when there's been issues of who's paying for private jets, I look to a state like Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer took a private jet to visit family in Florida during COVID, and she actually broke her own restrictions by doing that. And we found out she originally had said it was paid for by one entity, a C4 company, and then we later found out that she claimed to use campaign funds for it. So it's a gray area, and it's something that we've seen on the national level. You've seen a lot of Democrats abuse that gray area, and I hope that we get some answers sooner than later, because Texans really deserve answers, especially if they're the ones footing the bill.
Yeah, it's a remarkable abuse of resources. I was talking to Governor Scott Walker, former Wisconsin governor. I believe it was last week we chatted. And he was saying, you know, back in 2011, when you had Democrats flee his state, flee Madison, and go to Illinois because they refused to be a part of an effort to go after the collective bargaining arrangement of public employees in the state of Wisconsin, one of the things the Republicans did in order to compel the Democrats to return is they cut off their direct deposit for their taxpayer-funded paychecks. They actually just started cutting physical checks to pay them and then leaving them at their desks. So if you want your money, you've got to come back. And it's the kind of hardball that I admire. I think it's a good idea, and I'd love to see – I don't know if it's possible in Texas, but I'd love to see Governor Greg Abbott or the Republicans or however this is managed, you know, throw down the gauntlet to try and get these guys back in the building.
Yeah, actually, Governor Abbott has already mentioned that. He's mentioned the possibility of doing that. I believe it's called Article 10 funding, and that's what funds the state legislature. So he has issued the possibility that he'll add that to the agenda items on the special session. And he's also made it clear that he's going to add more items to the special session, whenever the Texas Democrats decide to come home and start working for their constituents again. So thanks to Texas Republican leadership, you are seeing everything put on the table right now. And I do feel confident that Texas Republicans, whenever the Texas Democrats decide to come back, I think most folks in the state right now hope they never come back. But whenever they finally do, I think you're going to see a pretty good looking election integrity bill that makes it to Governor Abbott's desk.
All right. Michael Joyce with the Republican National Committee. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you today, Michael.
Thanks for having me.